genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400 or streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people have to say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and our theme today is winning at the games we play. Both of my guests are winners, and both show us how to win at the games of life. My first guest is called the Confidence Doc. She helps patients overcome mindset matters that are blocking them from experiencing the level of abundance, happiness, and peace of mind they know is possible in whatever arena of life they want to win in. If you want to call and talk to the Confidence Doc, you can call us at 639-0008. Dr. Valencia Ray, MD, is president of Core Confidence Coaching, a speaker, and a professional mindset coach. She was an eye surgeon for over 20 years before she sold her successful practice to become an entrepreneur. Now she shows other entrepreneurs and professionals how to eliminate blind spots that they don't even know that are blocking them so that they can win at any game they play. Her proven and effective processes and coaching can be applied to all areas of life, both professionally and personally. Dr. Ray earned her undergraduate and her medical degrees from the University of Illinois. She completed her residency training at the University of Chicago, where she specialized as an ophthalmology, eye physician, and surgeon. More recently, she became a certified NPL coach, certified by the NPL and Coaching Institute of California. She's the author of her book, and the book is titled Empower Up, Play Big, Winning Life from the Inside Out. Dr. Ray is happily married for over 20 years. She has two teenage children, and she lives in the Chicago area. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ray. How are you today?
Oh, I am awesome, Bill. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Well, we're glad to have you. I mean, you've led such an interesting life, Dr. Ray, at least so far. First, you became a doctor and then an eye surgeon. Later, you left the medical practice to become a personal development coach and took on the name The Confidence Doc. Most people would say that becoming a doctor is really the pinnacle of professional success, that you practice your entrepreneurial talents as a doctor. What caused you to chuck all of that, leave it behind, and become a confidence coach and speaker?
Well, first I want to say that a confidence doc is really about having courage from the inside out. Core confidence is what I call it. And that core actually stands for courage, open mind, reflection, and then that enthusiasm, that spirit within is actually built into the word enthusiasm, to be able to express whatever gift and talent that is time for you to express to the world. So I talk about breaking through fear. And fear is based on neuroscience model when I wrote my book, which means fictitious evidence affecting reality. And so what I do now is combine neuroscience with ancient success principles, and I think the timing is perfect for this because we have a lot of change going on in the environment to help people to break through the stories and the fears about what could go wrong in their businesses or in their lives that actually, from a brain standpoint, is self-sabotaging. So I did what I did for over 20 years. I enjoyed it. And I feel that now what I'm doing is actually a metaphor for the eye surgery, in that I help people to eliminate cataracts of the soul or cataracts of the heart and mind by helping them to eliminate the blind spots that are blocking their true potential and limiting their vision for business success, happy relationships, and good health. So it's just an extension of my purpose onto the next adventure. So I sold the business to another ophthalmologist.
Sure, that makes sense. I love that. Help people get rid of the cataracts of the heart, the mind, and the soul. That is wonderful. Dr. Ray, how'd you come up with, though, the moniker, the name, the Confidence Doc? That's interesting.
Well, for one thing, I started out in life anything but confident. And I grew up in a family situation where I was, you know, well-meaning family, but I was kicked to the curb. I had older brothers who were teasing me constantly, a younger brother who took all of my mom's attention, and I was stuck there in a position, you know, ignored by an older sister, where when Dad's at work, for the first 5 years, I literally didn't even have friends until I started kindergarten. But once I got into school, I embraced school. It went very well for me. I started making friends. But yet I had this nagging sense of something's missing on the inside. And I grew up on the south side of Chicago. By the time I became a junior high student, I had to go up against a lot of not so comfortable situations at school because there was a lot of fighting and drama. And then I had brothers still teasing me. So ultimately, I had to put on this armor of confidence, so to speak, in order to feel safe. And that confidence ultimately, although it felt more like a mask and hiding, quite frankly, it did help me to get through medical school when I decided to be a doctor and come out and start my practice. And I just kept thinking, Bill, though, that once I could achieve a certain amount of business success, or I was married, I had children, I had the home, I thought that that would give me that true sense of empowerment and confidence and self-acceptance, and I found that it did not.
So the external rewards weren't doing it for you. That didn't do it, so you had to look elsewhere.
Yes, so that's why I say core confidence, and I became the confidence back. It was just an intuitive ideal that came to me, because over these years, as I decided to turn my attention away from just pursuing externals, but to also develop my spirit, develop my whole sense of self, mind, body, spirit, emotions, feelings, all of those things, I was actually able to beat neuroscience in a lot of ways in discovering how these things were impacting me in my life. And I used tools and processes that maybe, in the 98 when I was really focusing on this, was still being mocked by the scientific community, that now science has validated, actually, that can help us to literally drop the stories, these stories of the part of the brain that forms the sense of self, the mental me is what I call it, and it's called the area autobiographical memory, and it really can run people's lives and cause and create mindsets that are detrimental to their business success and to their life success, and it is definitely separate from that true sense of consciousness, which I personally refer to in the book as the magnificent me for a lot of reasons, but it's really untainted by all of the drama and stories that get attached to our life experiences.
We're talking to Dr. Valencia Ray, everybody. She's the Confidence Doc, also author of the book Empower Up and Play Big, Winning Life from the Inside Out. And, Doc, I want to come back and talk a little bit more about the brain science in just a minute. But let's attack this for just a second, because I woke up this morning, I had some very clear intentions on doing some things. In fact, many of us have very clear intentions on doing things. We never follow through. It seems like a puzzle that our intentions and our behaviors refuse to align. Why is that?
Well, we'll sort of touch on some of that in our conversation today. Essentially, it boils down to habit patterns. We essentially are made up of our thoughts, feelings, and actions. And early in life, many of these self-limiting types of beliefs get wired in before age 7, actually, when we don't have a whole lot of logic and we have a whole lot of fear and susceptibility to emotional ups and downs. You know, the child who believes in the boogeyman under the bed, for example. It's illogical, or Santa Claus coming down the chimney even though you don't have a fireplace. So all of these stories can get built into us as children around, let's say, if your teacher said you weren't good enough or that you can't do this and you can't do that. And what happens is the child forms a paradigm around that. And we now know from neuroscience that memory is literally, Bill, held in the body at a cellular level. So when you come to identify these particular stories, as I call them, those are those cataracts of the soul that cover your potential and the light that you already are, then you start to act out of that self-identity. And once the brain and mind repetitively think something with strong emotion in particular, it literally starts to wire an identity-type track, the autobiographical memory, the way you think life is, who you think you are, and to your body. And if what you want to achieve in the day or some intention that you have is in conflict with what you really believe at the subconscious level, which is really 90% of what runs your life, then you'll mysteriously find yourself not getting it done, because some of these things actually can even trigger our sense of survival because they conflict with our sense of self-identity. So the more aware we become of this and how to navigate, and what I call our mind and brain as the model of the greatest supercomputer on the planet, when we start to consciously learn how to navigate this important part of ourselves, then we can get it off of the default button, which is pressed on fear and what we cannot do or what we cannot have or who we cannot be.
We're talking to Dr. Valencia Ray, MD, everybody. She was an ophthalmologist. Now she is the confidence doc. And I want to come back to something that you said, because there was a lot of good material in what you just covered. But the thing that stands out in my mind, you're a doctor, a medical doctor trained in that field, and you said memory is held in the body at the cellular level. I wonder if you could expand on that just a little bit more, please.
Sure. Yes. See, memory, we are so stuck on the physicality of life, using only our five senses, that we even say it in things like, oh, we will believe it when we see it. Really, it's the opposite. When we believe it, we see it. Not when we see it, we believe it. And what I mean by that is belief is composed of thoughts, feelings, and what determines the feelings is actually the emotional component, whether or not you fear or whether you have love, or you want or you don't want. It has to go through the brain, and based on your perception of something, it triggers the pathway physiologically that the neurotransmitters all take to create this feeling in your body, and out of that you go to take your actions. Thoughts and feelings specifically, when you get right down to it, is energy, because quantum physics shows everything is energy. And this is a new concept for many people, because we think that often when people get into conversations around energy, the door slams and we say, oh, woo-woo, or, you know, what are you talking about, when really it's the blueprint of all life. So what happens with memory is that there's been some very high-quality, high-level scientists that show that emotions are like, they're molecules. They call them molecules of emotions. Emotions actually... You have receptors on cells in the body that the emotional chemicals turn on and off certain chemical reactions in the cell and release reactions in the body. And emotion and feelings actually take the energy of thought and wires it into the cell and into the nervous system. And mind you, it's so complex and amazing that we really don't know all the details of how this process happens in such a quick moment of time. But just to give you an example, there's a research institute in California called the HeartMath, M-A-T-H.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been able to show how the magnetic energy of feelings are 5,000 times more powerful than the magnetic energy of thought, and 60 times more electrical energy than the electrical energy of thought. And so the nervous system, Bill, is really based on, that's why we use the word circuitry and neural nets, because it's really like an electrical circuit in the body. And these responses, these thoughts, these memories, and the more emotional it is, it gets wired into the body, literally, and hangs out there, especially when you don't deal with them and you repress them down.
Wow, we've got to take a break. We're talking to Dr. Valencia Ray, everybody. She is the confidence doc. She is a trained MD. And Dr. Ray, I don't want you to answer this right now, but when we come back, I want to talk about the three most common mindsets, blind spots, if you will, that block success in business people today. Don't answer that now. Answer it when we come back after this short break.
And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is winning at the games we play. My first guest is a board-certified medical doctor, Dr. Valencia Ray. She was an ophthalmologist, chucked it all to become what she calls the confidence doc, and we were talking about some of the science behind not only emotions and feelings, but confidence that you have. And Doc, before we went to break, I asked you the question, what are the three most common mindsets or blind spots that we have that block our success in business today?
Okay, I'm going to start with the mindset that will block clarity. The three mindsets I'm going to be covering are the mindsets that block clarity, confidence, and peace of mind. So clarity, the mindset that says, I'm focusing on what I don't want, or focusing on what you don't want is another way of saying it. That is something that is actually very hazardous to achieving goals, and it causes you to not really know what you do want. And it's so common that we're typically not even aware of it. We're typically not aware that we tend to go through the what-ifs and dread and worry. It fogs our focus. It creates fear of failure. And here's the thing about the brain. It doesn't judge. It's like the faithful servant. Wherever you put your attention on, it expands. And you're putting your attention on what you don't want is actually telling your nervous system, this is what I want you to keep your attention on. And once you start to do that, the more you do it, the subconscious part of the mind will take over to make life easier for you, and it will keep helping you to focus and find these things to prove you right. So if you believe that it's hard to get a job, or I'm worried about losing my job, or my business is going to fail, or how am I going to do this and that, it will help to find those things in the environment that will support that belief and cause you to miss and ignore things that actually contradict that belief system. So I would say a remedy for this, there's several things you can do, and some are more powerful than others, but within the time we have allotted, I will cover some simple points. Simply become aware to stop focusing on what you don't want. And that includes worry, which is really just a form of negative faith for what you don't want. And start to reflect and get clear about what you do want, because the brain is like a missile-seeking machine to get you to wherever you are clearly focused, especially if you expect it with positive emotion. But if that's all fogged up, again, you go to your default pattern, which for most people is focusing on what they don't want and getting it. Okay, so that's the first mindset.
All right, so focusing on clarity. Now, confidence is the second mindset.
The second one is confidence. Having this sense of negative self-talk going on, it actually causes anxiety in networking, speaking to clients, attracting your partnerships and your business success, and it is another one of those unconscious beliefs or systems or conditioning that we tend to have where we think it's okay because we think it's humble, or it keeps us humble, and keep beating ourselves up is okay. But when in reality, if other people talk to us the way we talk to ourselves half the time, we dump them. And it's important, really, Bill, for health even, because science now shows that it actually triggers the stress response. It's actually one of the greatest causes of stress, and stress is now linked with 90 to 95% of disease, mm-hmm. including cancer, heart disease, all kinds of chronic disease, and it's the sense of being not at ease. With even within the word dis-ease, it means not at ease. So I'm here to bust up this concept or help to clarify the misconception that having a strong self-image it's the same as narcissism, because it's not. It's not the same as narcissism, and it is critical to your business success and fulfillment.
All right. Well, give us some tips, Doctor, to overcome negative self-talk.
Okay. Well, a simple place to start, Bill, is awareness. Just me talking about this can help you to say, well, wait a minute. You know, I'm doing myself a disservice by allowing this conversation to go on in my head. If you would focus more on gratitude and any positive traits, because, see, self-acceptance, we need to understand, self-acceptance is the door to change. As what we resist persists. Remember what I said earlier about the brain's attention. Whatever you put it on expands. And if you keep focusing your attention here on this negative self-talk and self-abuse and building yourself up, putting yourself down, rather, your brain will tend to like a groove in your brain literally gets formed because you form these neural nets around thoughts that you keep repetitively thinking and believing. It makes it stronger and stronger and stronger. So for those of you, if you were like me, who had a really strong negative self-talk at one point, regardless of how much I accomplished, it could be a little challenging at first, but one thing I did not know at the time was all of this information even that I share with you, and just that awareness to begin to take your attention away from that thought, not fighting with it, but finding something that you want to focus on about yourself or your gratitude and appreciation, which are very powerful energies. Keeping your attention on that will break the neural nets and cause them to start breaking apart and not be so strong.
We're talking to Dr. Valencia Ray, everybody. She was an ophthalmologist. Now she is the confidence coach, author of the book Empower Up and Play Big. Dr. Ray, if people like the sound of what you're saying, what website would you refer them to where they can learn more?
My website is Valencia, V as a Victor, A-L-E-N-C-I-A, Ray.com. And I have a free report there they can sign up for right out called 7 Common Myths That Block Your Vision for Your Life and What to Do About It. And they can also find out more about me and my products there.
All right, great. Now, we were talking about the three things that really inhibit us in our business success. And you were talking the first two were blocking clarity, blocking confidence. The last one is blocking peace of mind. What do you mean by that?
Okay. The blocking peace of mind, an example of that would be this mindset that says, I am so busy, okay? We hear that a lot, and I think it's no longer a badge of honor because people, I think, are getting worn out. And it's stressing people out, and it's now contributing to disease and causing disease. And what we know from brain science is this kind of busyness, and always doing, is actually toxic to brain cells. Stress actually damages and knocks off brain cells. We now know from neuroscience that if you would cultivate peace of mind, you actually can grow brain cells in your memory area throughout your entire life. So they were wrong when they said after a certain age, your brain cells just automatically fall off and you can't grow new brain cells. Actually, this toxic behavior of being so busy and thinking that that's okay is hurting your concentration, your focus, and it contributes to problems in clarity and confidence as well. All three of these are connected. I read a survey recently that showed most people, even if they had an eighth day, would still work. And it's not that success has to require hard work. It just requires clarity and focus and confidence. And you can look at the lives of such accomplished geniuses as Einstein and Edison. And if you read about their biographies, they will tell you they took naps, they took time to go apart and reflect, and they attributed this to their creative genius and success. So it's not only important for business now, Bill, we know it's vital to staying healthy as well.
We're talking to Dr. Valencia Ray, everybody, author of the book Empower Up and Play Big, Winning at Life from the Inside Out. Doc, I ask this of every author, and we've only got about 20 seconds left. What did you get out of writing the book?
Out of writing the book, I was able to share my journey in a tangible storytelling way, in a first-person way, to integrate complex neuroscience concepts in a simple-to-understand, life-applicable manner to help people to understand that it's not just how you look on the outside. You need to deal with what's on the inside so you really can have that abundant whole life of health, wealth, and prosperity and good relationships that we all really want and desire.
We're out of time, Dr. Valencia Ray. Thank you so much for being here. Author of the book Empower Up and Play Big, Winning at Life from the Inside Out. Your URL again, Dr. Ray, if people want to learn more, where should they go?
ValenciaRay.com.
Thank you, Dr. Ray, for being our guest today here on Monday, and we'll be talking to you down the road.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and you do the same.